This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we discovered how the inductive Bible study method can make a portion of Scripture come alive for you. When Jesus explained the facts in this parable, you can see how rapidly applications to your life developed in your mind. For example, based on the parable of the sower, you could say, we should take care where we sow the seed of God's word. Try to sow it into the lives of those who have been prepared by the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, no matter how careful you are, since you can't see what is in the heart of the hearer, you should have realistic expectations regarding the results. Before some take time to think about what you have shared with them, Satan has snatched away the seed by distracting them to think about something else. Some who do respond to what you share will not follow through. They're not ready to endure the opposition they face. Others will get distracted by the worries of what is happening around them or the deceitfulness of wealth. Don't be too hard on yourself. Trust God to produce a harvest in some that you reach out to. Rejoice over the fruit God produces through your efforts. Another application would be to examine your own life to see what kind of soil represents your life best. Is your life hardened like the pathway or shallow like the rocky ground? Is it cluttered with things that choke out God's word? Have you asked God to cultivate your life to receive and respond to God's word? In this way, by observation, interpretation, and application, Bible study will become more meaningful to you. Let me encourage you to use the inductive Bible study method in your Bible study.